While a blizzard raged outside, musical theater fans from around the world were geeking out in a Midtown Manhattan hotel. They were there for the first ever Broadway Con. Last weekend's event was a play on Comic Con. It was a chance for people with the same passion to get together and dress up as their favorite stage characters. And it was a chance for the industry to cement its relationship with a younger audience. Reporter Jeff London went to see if it worked.
I remember being 14 years old and standing out in the cold at the stage door of Pippin, waiting to get Ben Vereen's autograph on my playbill. We've got magic to do just for you. More than 40 years later, I still have it. I was thinking about that, seeing lots of young people, many in elaborate costumes, geeking out over their shared love of theater. Many bought a t-shirt that said, "There's a place for us." 10 points if you know it's a Stephen Sondheim lyric from West Side Story.
I think it's a really cool idea to have, like, so many Broadway fans together and, like, we can share what we love.
Lizzie Mathias is a 14-year-old from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she was dressed up like her favorite character from In the Heights. She came to Broadway Con to get together with two friends she met on Instagram, 13-year-old Jack Abrams from Los Angeles and 14-year-old Tali Natter from New York City. I asked them what they were hoping to get out of Broadway Con.
They just meet more people like us who understand why we are obsessed. Yeah. And meet all the stars and learn more about this thing that we love so much.
This is the thing that social media can and should do, I think, is bring people together and not just have them staring at their screens, you know, like a zombie.
Actor Anthony Rapp, one of the original stars of Rent, is co-founder of Broadway Con.
If this can bridge all of those worlds and bring people together and celebrate community, that's exactly what we want to do.
And what brings people together better than sing-alongs? Let me be yourself. I'll just have to forget. Those are fans of the TV show Smash about the making of a Broadway musical.
Pretty women blowing out their candles.
Two young men with bloody prop razors singing a duet from Sweeney Todd.
I am not throwing away my shots. Ain't no just like my country, I'm not scummy.
And, of course, the Hamill fans, hundreds of them who knew every word of Hamilton. That was one of the highlights for 13-year-old Jack Abrams.
We were chosen to sing with all of these other fans up on a stage, and it was really cool, and seeing how so many people do the same thing as us, and we're not the only one.
What Jack Abrams has found at Broadway Con is his tribe, and that may well be a good sign for the future of this living, breathing art form, especially since the average Broadway audience member now is 44 years old. Melissa Anelli, co-founder of the event, told me who had signed up.
We are about 80% out of town, close to 80% female, and half of our attendees were between 18 and 30.
And the marketing seems to have worked on that demographic, especially an elaborate opening ceremony, which was kind of a mini Broadway musical.
I wanna be at the con where it happens, the con where it happens, the con where it happens.
I'm Lizzie. My favorite part was that they like did a parody of the Hamilton song, The Room Where It Happens, changed it to The Con Where It Happens. Made me so happy.
She was also happy getting autographs and picking up lots and lots of merch. But clearly the best part was seeing the actors from Broadway shows, especially Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the musical's creator and star, treated the audience to a freestyle rap.
Every day at Broadway Con is a blessing. Thank God for Pippa and Shock's beatboxing lessons.
It was all too much for the three young people I met at the beginning of the day who were now joined at the hip. Again, Tali Natter.
Lizzie over here was sobbing the entire time. It was just so surreal because we all look up to those people and we watch every YouTube video, every interview, we do everything possible. Like, they were right in front of us. Like, yeah, it was insane.
And me? Well, I'm really too old for some of this stuff, but I've got to admit, my 14-year-old self got a little bit excited when Ben Vereen stepped on stage at the finale of the opening ceremony. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Broadway Con!